Lekkit Israel, Israel's national food bank, has launched a new initiative with the Nacht Family Foundation and leading Israeli influencers to make sure that no family goes hungry this Rosh Hashanah. The 5 million shekel campaign seeks to help meet the increase in need spurred by the COVID-19 crisis. We heard more from Joseph Gittler, founder and chairman of Lekkit Israel. So we're speaking ahead of the Rosh Hashanah holiday. Tell us a little bit about Lekkit's initiative to make sure that no family goes hungry over this period.
Well, the holidays is a very difficult time in general for those in need. And now with COVID-19 and in light of the new news out of the government of the shutdown, Lekkit has had to take its activities into high gear. And so what we're trying to do is raise 5 million shekels for the holidays in order to enable us to add additional trucks, additional logistics, additional purchases of food from caterers, restaurants, hotels, and also enable us to pick up the huge amounts of additional agriculture which have been made available to us also because of the closure of so many businesses.
Does the lockdown present challenges for this undertaking?
So I think it presents challenges and opportunities. Unlike the first lockdown, we are more prepared as an organization. I think also there's less hysteria from the population, so it'll be easier for us to do our job and to get volunteers who will get special permission to be able to go out and participate in distributing food to those who need it. The biggest challenge is going to be that there's so many more people who are about to lose their jobs, which means there could be so many more people who need help from Lekkit and from other charities taking care of the poor.
What is your assessment of the scope of that need in terms of families and individuals who need help at this time?
Well, since the middle of March, we've seen an increase of about 100% in demand, whether it be directly to Lekkit or through our charitable partners. I think we all know that those numbers are going to increase severely now over the next few weeks. And I've seen personally to my own phone number how many calls I've gotten from people who found my number on the internet, know I'm involved in Lekkit Israel, and are just calling, seeking help. When it gets down to that granular level, we know things are really, really scary.
Now, Lekkit does not receive government support, and this is a time also when people are feeling stretched, perhaps, economically. So how is it managing?
So we do get some government support, not enough, and hopefully that's going to change. I think one of the realizations of COVID by the government has been how strong an organization Lekkit is and how much the government should be helping us and probably will, because we're really one of the organizations that has been able to make a big difference over the last 6 months. We are very thankful to the Nacht Foundation and the Nacht family, which is helping us spearhead now a campaign, helping us with publicity so that more and more people, especially in Israel, but also overseas, learn about what we do. And the fact is there's, you know, a lot of people out there who are looking for something to support. Even if they're struggling economically, they still want to put some money into charity and help people who are even worse off from them. And so I'm confident that if people hear about Lekkit and hear about the work that we're doing, that we will get the support that we need. I'll tell you, Naomi, you know, I've been amazed by some of the solidarity. I'll give you an example. I've had multiple conversations with restaurants who we were looking to purchase food from in order to help their business and also to feed the poor. And I've had a bunch of those restaurants who've said to me, you know what, I'm suffering, everyone's suffering, but this other restaurant down the street who's normally my competitor is suffering more. You should call him and help him first before you help me. That's what we need in Israel and all over the world now to make the best of a terrible situation.
So if anyone is interested in helping Lekkit or becoming involved in its activities, how can they do so?
So if you need information, I think the best is to email info@lekkit.org. And our website is the same, www.leket.org. And all the information is there for those who want to support financially, for those who have more questions, for those who want to volunteer. And we await with open arms, especially our overseas volunteers, when things get better in the Holy Land.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Naomi, as always, for the opportunity. Happy New Year, Shana Tova, to everyone listening.